Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The passage that we read in Corinthians gives me pause because a lot of times it's misinterpreted, and I remember especially as a young person, people using this passage to tell me things that I ought not to be doing. Now, some of them are good things we ought not to be doing. We would all agree that we should not be unfaithful to our spouses. We should all agree that we should not be idolaters. But it also says we ought not to complain. Now, I don't know about you, but I've taken complaint to an art form. And if this holds true, that we ought not to complain, I'm not going to last too long in the Christian faith. It's very hard for me not to complain. So I had to look at this passage and see, what did they mean by do not complain? Is that don't complain when we have aches and pains? I don't think so. What God was angry about with the people of Israel was the type of complaining. One time they complained vociferously after they had been released from bondage, and they formed an exploratory committee to go back into slavery. From freedom to slavery, they wanted to embrace slavery. And God was not pleased with that. God was also not pleased when they complained about the good gifts God had given to them. Manna from heaven, bread from heaven. They were given all that they needed. And one time they said, this manna, we can't stand it anymore. So when we complain about the good gifts of God, when we say it's not enough, we want more, that's what this passage is talking about. But then the next part of this passage gets twisted even further. How many of you have heard, God will never give us anything that we can't handle, He and I can't handle together? That's not what this passage says. This passage says there won't be any temptation that you can't overcome. Temptation to sin. Temptation to lose your character and lose your integrity. That's what that's talking about. But you and I both know there are things that are just too much. Tell the people of Mozambique, there's nothing you can't handle. Well, there's a lot of stuff they can't handle right now. Tell the people of Nebraska who have lost homes, oh, there's nothing you and God can't handle. It's too much. Tell the people who are struggling with cancer, oh, things are going to be fine. You can handle it. God must have given this trial to you because you're strong enough. There are things that are too much for us. When we are at the grave of a loved one, it is too much to handle. So this passage doesn't speak about that, but one does, and that's the psalm that we read, because David was in the wilderness. Now you know the shepherd King David. There were many times that he had to escape to the wilderness, not to regroup, not to be silent with God and to want to restore his soul. The reason he was in the wilderness was because he was fighting for his life, and he had to hide many times from real enemies with real spears who were out to kill him. And so he was in the wilderness one time, and this psalm comes from that experience of desolation and fright. How do we deal with life when it is too much? We don't surround ourselves with platitudes because they don't work. David said, my soul seeks after God. It thirsts and it faints for God in a dry and weary land. So what does he do? He reminds himself of sanctuary. Now he was talking about the temple, the place where God resided. What we talk about today when we talk about sanctuary is everywhere Jesus is a sanctuary. And we say that Jesus is as close as a prayer, that the Holy Spirit of God dwells within us. And so every time we whisper the name of Jesus, it is a sanctuary. And he said that he will lift up his hands, he will call on God's name. And how many of us have been awake all night worrying? David had too, because he said, I will meditate on you in the watches of the night. That means 2 and 3 in the morning when he was getting up to wonder about life, to look out to see if his enemies were close. He said, instead of worrying, or maybe as he was worrying, he also meditated on God. And he said, in the shadow of God's wings, I will sing for joy. My soul clings to you, and your right hand upholds me. That's how we get through things that are beyond us, that are just too much. We have to cling to God, cling to the faith, cling to all of that we know that is love and is grace and is kindness. Sometimes that's all we can do is hang on. But dear brothers and sisters, I know that tomorrow I'll probably complain. Not about the good things of God, but I'll probably complain about the aches and pains. I know that possibly tomorrow I will face something that is well beyond me. And when I do, I hope I remember that there is a sanctuary. And that sanctuary is the very grace and presence of Almighty God. And there is someone that I can cling to, that rock. The joy of knowing Jesus, who will never turn us away when it's too much for us. Let us pray. Lord, I thank you that when life is too much, we can hold on to you. I ask that you would help us to remember that, especially in the watches of the night, that we might turn to you and find in you our peace and our consolation. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.